Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And I just thank God for you and you allow me to come before you this morning. I'm telling you, I'm trying to get on the airwaves and it seems that we're having a little difficult. However, I'm just thankful for what God is doing. It's been a while since I've been on here and I'm just thanking God. And you'll hear from me hopefully more often than you have in the past. I want today to bring a message to you, and it was about obedience, how important it is to have to be obedient in order to carry out faith, to be able to say that you have faith, you must be obedient. How many of you know that that entwines with one another? Amen, amen. So when we go, I want you to go with me real quick to over to I don't know what's going on this morning. Amen. If you can go with me real quick this morning to Genesis chapter 12. That's Genesis chapter 12. I want you to go with me to Genesis chapter 12. Amen. 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 And I'm waiting for my music to upload. Y'all have to forgive me. I don't know what the deal is with that. And it seems to have been taking a little bit longer than I anticipated, but I'm on here with you. Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 12. Amen, amen. We're going to start at verse 1. I mean, are y'all there with me yet? Amen. I'm normally at church at this time, but or preparing to go. But I tell you, it looks like everything's slow this morning. How many of you know what I'm talking about? So I'm trying to Genesis chapter 12. And again, we're going to start at verse 1. How many of y'all heard about Abraham? Amen. A lot of you heard the story of Abraham and Sarah. And so I want you to go with me to Genesis chapter 12. For some reason, I am having difficulty. I'm going to get on here. Amen. 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 Genesis chapter 12. What's going on? Y'all pray for me here. I'm trying to get this done. Amen, because I want to read this to you. There's someone listening. This message is for you. And so it's a profound message, and it really relates to many things we go through in life. A lot of times God tells us to do something, and we go, oh, we don't have to do that. We really don't want to do that right now. But the Lord says, I want you to do it anyway. And you know how we do. We procrastinate and then turn around and tell God, oh, God, we find the reasons that we should not do it, and the Lord is still telling us, He wants us to do it. So once you go with me, I'm waiting for this to upload. Amen, amen. Praise God. I hope everybody's been doing well. Praise God. So Genesis chapter 12. Are y'all there with me? Amen, amen. So now the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. Amen. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you and all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And the word of God says, so Abraham went as the Lord had told him, and Lot with him. Amen. Did you get that? And Lot with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. I want to come to you first of all. Let's just go before the throne real quick. Father God, this message I'm about to bring before your people, God, allow it to enter their hearts and their souls, God. Allow them to receive the word, God. Allow it to penetrate, Lord, and Lord, to go forward in them, God. Develop and move, God. And Lord, I ask you, God, to give my heart to receive it, God. Hallelujah. Ears to hear, thus saith the Lord. Father God, I ask you to decrease me and increase your Holy Spirit. Allow it to convey the message the way you would have me to convey it, Lord, and the way you would want me to say it unto your people. In Jesus Christ's name, we thank you, Father. Amen, amen. But when we think about that, here it is, it tells us that Abraham was told by God to leave. to leave Haran, leave his family, leave the kindred, leave the father's house, because his father had passed away. And so God tells him, okay, you need to leave the house. You need to leave the family. Well, I don't know if you know, but the family was into idolatry. They worshipped everything but God. They worshipped money. They worshipped things. They worshipped possession. And they worshipped false idols. So God is telling him, I need you to leave that situation. Leave that place so I can put you in a place where I can bless you. But Abraham, it goes on in the text and tells us that Abraham says what? And he says, yes, Lord. He goes, right, immediately. He said, and the Lord tells him, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, that you will be a blessing. Many people today can't receive from God because they're in a position, in a place that they cannot receive a blessing. There's a story in the Word of God also that tells us when here it is, Joshua were in an encampment. And what happened, I'm deviating a little bit from Genesis 12. And so they were in an encampment, and they had went over to fight a war. And when they came back, it seemed like they could not get blessed. Things just was going a shamble. And so Joshua and Caleb couldn't understand what was going on. It turned out that one of the people that went with them to the war brought back an idol from that as a possession. And they had to find the person. God had came to them and said, look, I can't bless you because that idol is here. And it prevents me from moving forward and blessing you because it looks like they're worshiping false God. But they weren't. It was one person that had done this. So Joshua and them went out and found the person in their camp that had this false idol, and they killed him and the family, and his whole everything he had was killed and slaughtered because he represented against God. He went against God's directive. They were to go take care of that and not to bring anything back. You understand? And a lot of times people, God gives them a direction to do something and they don't do it. And God goes like, you know what? I'm not blessing you because you're in a situation that I told you not to be. May it be that you're living with someone you're not married to, or whether you're living a lifestyle, another lifestyle that's contrary to the will of God, or let's go further, committing adultery. People make adultery look like it's a norm, but it's not a norm to God. It is still a sin. Amen? Amen. So here it is, we find that God is not blessing Abraham unless he leaves there, right? Amen, amen. So he tells him, I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, that you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you and all families of the earth shall be blessed. That's why I tell people all the time, keep your mouth off people. If you don't know what God is doing through them, keep your mouth off of them, because God could deal with you just because he has bless them, and they are covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen, amen. So Abraham went as the Lord had told him. He was obedient. How many of us know what I'm talking about? Say, Abraham was obedient. But he took Lot with him. Now, what did the Lord tell him in verse 1? Now, the Lord said to Abraham, go from this country and your kindred, your family, and your father's house to a land that I will show you. So Abraham goes on. He takes Lot with him. Abram, 75 years old, when he departs from Haran, from his hometown. Here it is. He doesn't say, I'm too old to do this. I can't do this, God. This is just too much for me. He continues on, and he moves forward. And the Bible tells us at one point he goes to worship God everywhere he goes. He keeps God in the focus of everything that he does. So Abraham took his wife and his brother's son Lot and all the possession that he had gathered and the persons whom they had acquired in Haran, you know, the slaves, that's right, and they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. And when they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, amen, to the oak of Moreh, at the time the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, to your offsprings I will give this land. So he built an altar to the Lord who appeared to him. He always worshiped God. Amen. From there, he moved onto the hill, onto the east of Bethel, and pitched a tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. He raised the Lord's name up. He lifted up God's name. He worshiped him. How many times have you worshiped the Lord? Now, there was a famine in the land. Amen, amen. So people were hungry. They were starving. Amen. So Abram went down to Egypt to reside there as a foreigner, for the famine was severe in the land. Amen. So when he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife Sarah, "I know well that thee are a woman beautiful in appearance. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife,' and then they will kill me, but they will let you live." Now, remember something. Sarah was his half-sister. So he goes on to tell the Egyptian, when Abraham enters Egypt, the Egyptian saw the woman was very beautiful. And when the officials of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. He told them that she was his sister. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram. He gave Abraham everything that he wanted because of Sarah. Amen. Because he's thinking Sarah is his sister. He's trying to please her brother. And so he had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male, female slaves, female donkeys, and camels. Now, wait a minute. Back then, your wealth was presumed on the things that you had, especially when you had slaves. You were considered to be very wealthy. So Pharaoh made him wealthy. He was not wealthy when he entered Egypt, but Pharaoh made him wealthy. So Pharaoh called Abram and said, "What is this you have done to me? Why did you tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say she is your sister? So I took her for my wife, and now then there is your wife. Take her and be gone." The Pharaoh gave his men orders concerning him, and they set him on his way with his wife and all that he had given him. Now, the reason the Pharaoh came at him like that, because the Pharaoh had ended up getting a plague, verse 17. But the Lord afflicted, here it is, even after he gave Abram all that stuff, but the Lord afflicted Pharaoh and his house with a great plague because of Sarah, Abram's wife. Amen? That's why you don't touch not my anointing. Do my prophets no harm. You got to be careful who you put your mouth on and who you do stuff to. I tell people it's better to say nothing at all and just pray. Amen, amen. So Abram went up from Egypt, and he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him, unto the land of Negev. And now Abram was very rich in livestock and silver and gold. You may say that was almost God's plan, what Abram had done, because Sarah was his sister. She was his half-sister. Amen, amen. But it looked like it just lined up with the will of God, because here it is. When he left there a wealthy man. Now, as he journeyed out from that place to Negev, as for Bethel, to a place where his tent had been at the beginning, and between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at first, and there Abram went on to the name of the Lord. Now, Lot, who went from Abram, also had a flock and herds and tents, and so did he. Land could not support both of them living together. So him and Lot had got into it, not so much Abraham with Lot, but Lot's sheepmen, herdsmen. And so because of this, Abraham said, "Look, let us have peace." And when Lot left to move his herdsmen and his family more towards Sodom, then the next thing you know, God comes back to Abraham, and God looks at him, and God tells him, this land, verse 10, Lot looked about him and saw that the plains of Jordan was well watered, everywhere he gardened of the Lord, like the land of Egypt in the direction of Zoar, was before the Lord had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose, I'm just going back because I want to show you this, chose the plain Jordan land eastward towards Sodom. Amen, amen. But now the people of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against the Lord. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, did you hear that? After Lot has separated from him, raise your eyes up now and look from the place where you are, northwest, southwest, and eastward, and westward. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. I will make your offsprings like the dust of the earth, so that one can count the dust of the earth, and your offsprings also can be counted. Raise up and walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you. So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at the Hebron, and there he built an altar. Did you hear that? An altar to the Lord. There he worshiped the Lord. Here it is that when Lot left, God was able to fulfill the promise that he had given Abraham. Some of you listening, I'm closing out. I didn't want to be before you long, but some of you listening right now are not receiving all God has for you because you are still going through that. You're still going through this process of not understanding that you've got to let go and let God. Allow God, when God gives you a direction and tell you to do it, you need to go with it. Recently, I had a revival that was going to happen in Orlando, Florida, and I canceled it because it seemed that one speaker, she said she forgot the date, which sort of threw me off because I sent her the date, and she said that it was the wrong date. So I said, fine, Lord, and it seemed like she kept being concerned about me changing the date, and I said, fine, God. So then when it came down to the other young lady that I had, she was beautiful, very nice, but then I felt, you know, I was going to have her speak, but her church really wasn't, may have not supported us. So I was concerned with coming down there and us spending about $4,000 or $5,000, that's right, because we were going to make the revival free. In the end of it, I just felt bad about charging people, and so it just turned that it was not right. You know, God is not in the midst of confusion. So we decided that I will probably do it next year, but not this year. And then but we will be having a Push Conference revival in April in the Oxon Hill area. Amen, amen. That's in Maryland, and we're excited about that. And also, we had some other issues that came up, and it seems like, you know, one thing led to another, and other things were confirmation. So what am I saying to you? That God is not in the mix of confusion. I knew that there was something more to this that God wanted. I was concerned about people having to pay to come to a revival. You know, you can't put a price on the Word of God. How many of us know what I'm talking about? And we are mandated by Jesus Christ to give the Word freely. And, you know, I know people now say, oh, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. But you know what? I know we're worth our hire, but I also know that I have to have mercy, the same mercy that the Lord bestowed upon me in order for me to receive Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. So I'm coming to you this morning, just want to encourage you, wherever you are, if you begin to feel that your faith is lacking, then you need to get more in line with your obedience before the Lord. Make sure whatever God is asking you to do, that you do it. It may not feel good, it may not be right, but I'm telling you, God knows what he wants us to do, and he will not bless us in a situation that's contrary to his will. And I'll tell you, I learned that firsthand. I had to repent this year about a couple of things I did that were out of God's will, because God's plan is not our plan. A lot of times he has so much better for us, and because we chose to stay in a place that called Lodabar, we don't want to go forward, we just want to stay there, God can't move. That's why we have to give it up and go over to God and just worship God and praise God for where he's taking us. And again, don't be so prideful that you can't repent and back up and change and move forward. Amen, amen. So again, we are going to have the revival next year in Orlando, Florida, but this time we will not be having the speakers, and we will be doing something a little bit different. So we're excited about that. And we will be having the revival here, God willing, that's in April of this year, coming up 2017. So again, I'm just excited about what God is doing in your life. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for your testimonies that I received, powerful testimonies, prophetic testimonies, and I thank and praise God. Lift me up in your prayers as I lift you up in my prayers. And again, I'm going to try to come on here more. I just think it's time for me to get back before y'all. And that message, if you can't get nothing else away from that, is obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen. You can work in the church all day long, running up and down the aisles. You can do whatever you want to do. But if you're not obedient to the Lord, the opposite is you're rebellious. Amen, amen. So you need to do what God says. And Abraham didn't even notice that when God initially told him that what he was going to do for him, and he took the Lot, he was still taking a part of the family. That's why it seemed that God waited all the way down. Remember that? All the way down. Isn't that something? All the way down till Lot went away. And then God came back and said, now look. Raise your eyes up. Now look from where the north was and the south were. Can you imagine? Look to everything. Can you imagine? Here it is. You got someone staying in your house. And you seem to can't get blessed. Stuff just seems to keep going up and down, up and down. Bills are rolling. You can't seem to make ends meet. And then all of a sudden they move out, and all of a sudden look like everything woke up. You get a raise, you get promoted, you get this, you get money coming in, you get finances, you get in the church home that you really love. Look like the Spirit of the Lord has moved over your house. That's exactly what it was. But let's think about his situation. Here it is that, let's say that one of the people moved out, and you got a little bit of blessing start flowing in, but one of the kids from that person still sitting there, and it still look like things. But when they leave, that's when blessing, that's what happened to him. And I'm trying to get this to somebody so you can feel how this is. Okay? Amen, amen. Let it go. May it be an idol. Maybe it be something that somebody gave you, a gift or something that God does not want you to have, some paganistic belief or something. You know, everybody's into yoga. That's fine if you're going to praise God while you're doing it. But to me, all that chanting and stuff, it doesn't line up with the will of God. Don't do it. Amen. You say you're a Christian. Why are you doing that? Amen, amen. Nothing wrong with yoga, because they said there's Christian yoga. So I expect people to be saying Christian, you know, praying to the Lord when they do it. But to take on somebody else's belief because they do something, you better be conscientious of that. And that's why when we talk about paganistic beliefs, amen, amen. So they took it back very seriously back in the times of Jesus Christ. And we need, as Christians, we need to go back to that and take it very seriously what we do and stand firm on the move of God. I'm telling you, and I thank and praise God for each and every one of you this morning. Allow me to come before you again. I know you didn't get some fiery message this morning, but I want to encourage you this morning that remember, obedience is better than sacrifice. You can't have faith without being obedient. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, you can't have faith without being obedient, because in order to have faith, you got to believe things you have not seen. Amen, amen. You don't even have a clue. You don't see him, but you know. Amen. Obedience is to facilitate, to go after that, to do that. Amen, amen. Amen. So the vision, the faith, all that comes in one. Amen, amen. And worshiping of the Lord. I just loved how Abraham constantly built an altar to the Lord. Amen. God didn't hold it against him because he lied about his wife, because really, again, that was his half-sister. But it's just so beautiful how here this Pharaoh gets wrapped up in his wife and gives him all this stuff and makes him wealthy. And when he leaves, a man that came in poor leaves wealthy. Do you get what I'm saying? Amen, amen, amen. God can turn the situation around, amen, for your good, because you're his child. Amen, amen. So again, this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin. I'm coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio, and I just want to right now just close out with a prayer. Father God, I just thank you for each and every listener, God. Lord, let that word resonate in their heart this week, God. And Father God, give the encouragement to move forward, God. Some are standing in need for financial blessing, God. I ask you to release it unto them, God. And Lord, many are standing hoping to know what their gifts and callings are in you, God. God, I ask you to make that known to them in Jesus Christ's name. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I thank God for each and every one of you. Allow me to come before you again. Again, this is Pastor Pamela J.P. Martin coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. I love you. I love you. I love you. And know this, God loves you too. Amen. Amen.
Master, waiting to help when I'm in need.